Everybody has some weird body oddity, right? Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. This started Friday. I don't know how it came up, but Ashley told me that her... I'll let her explain it.
Well, it came up because my teeth were cold. I was feeling like my teeth were cold all last week. I don't know if anyone else has felt that. I was like...
Yeah, I told you to come back and close your mouth, you'll be fine. Yeah.
Right. It's the constant of hanging them out.
Exactly,
like the
right.
Top teeth are just always out.
You guys are just so pleasant to work with. I can't stop smiling.
Oh.
Put them back in, you're good.
Sarcasm. It's weird because last week was easily the warmest week we've had all year long.
Maybe they were adjusting to the new climate. But
maybe they're going to fall out.
God, I hope not.
That's why I'm getting cold.
So your teeth were cold.
My teeth were cold, and I, mentioned to you that body oddities could be a good subject.
No, that's not how she said it. We're in the studio, like a song is playing, and she says, "Are your teeth cold?" I'm like, "No, they're not. I don't know what you mean."
I have sweaters in them. We're good.
She goes, "Well, do your genitals ever fall asleep?"
Right.
I'm like, no.
So I sit, and I must sit leaning towards the left. I don't know. I've had this problem since I can remember. Just the left half of my vagina always falls asleep. The pins and needles. You know when your leg falls asleep? Same thing.
I'm so sad I know this now.
TMI. It's true. And it's like,
but you know what? I'm going to think of dead relatives for
when my
now.
Foot falls asleep.
You smack it. You can't do that. So I asked Chaz, does one testicle ever fall asleep?
No.
Nope.
Both?
Nope. No.
No, that stays awake.
If I have a lot of booze, the whole thing falls asleep.
Right.
But, you know.
That's a little
it's
different.
It's not like it's, when my foot falls asleep, I remember the very first time my foot fell asleep where I was probably 3 or 4.
Okay.
And I'm in the car with my parents, and back then kids could ride up front.
Yep.
And I'm riding up front, and I had winter boots on, and I felt like there were ants in my boots. Mm-hmm. And I said to my mother, "There's a bunch of ants in my boots."
Are you on dope?
And she explained to me, "No, there are no ants in your boot. Right. Your foot fell asleep."
Ant in the boot?
But when your foot falls asleep, so first, does half of your vagina feel like there's ants crawling on it?
Pins and needles, yes.
During the summertime, yes.
Yes. It does. It's the same exact feeling.
Same exact feeling.
Same exact feeling. Just the half. Just not the whole thing.
Just half of it.
just half. I must sit like at a 45 degree angle. I don't know why.
You're cutting blood off from it or something.
Yes.
You need one of those old people comfy seats like that they have in the car.
The donuts?
Yeah, just sit on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, sit on a donut.
Anybody have those?
Wow. And then what did you say you do to wake it up?
Well, you can't, like, if your foot's asleep, you sort of, you smack it.
Or you walk on it.
Right.
Have you dragged yourself across the floor?
I'll try a firecracker.
Sometimes you just bend a little bit, stretch.
Firecracker would work.
Do you find something you could just jump on and...
No, the left side of the body is where the heart is. Is this a larger issue?
Yeah, mate.
Not that I know of.
Well, you'll find out a couple years from now.
Yeah.
You notice it's your left hand more than your right hand that falls asleep?
No, just my vagina.
It's not the hand, it's the vagina.
I know.
Yeah, but where's the hand at the moment?
You didn't want to say vagina?
I'm just focusing on the left side of the body.
Right. I know where he's going with this.
I'm
yes.
trying to find if there are more left-leaning parts of her body that are falling asleep often.
Does your foot fall asleep?
I think when I sit, I just lean towards the left unintentionally, like too much. Like I need to redistribute my weight.
Get scoliosis.
Yeah. What's that now?
Sit up straight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks odd.
Yeah.
She sat up straight, and I thought, wow, she's 5 inches taller than I thought.
I was going to throw her a biscuit.
Literally.
She looked like one of those prairie dogs when they're looking for trouble.
Yeah, the meerkat. The meerkat.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's forward schlump, not left or right.
I got schlump?
Yeah, I need to focus.
What are you, Axl Rose now?
Okay, one, is there any woman listening who's had half of her vagina fall asleep?
Please, somebody call in. Please, tell me I'm not alone.
Is there any guy listening? Had his genitals fall asleep?
Nope.
Somewhere, somebody's testicle must have fallen asleep.
Mine stay awake and alert.
Yeah.
In case of any usage.
All right. How's that been working out?
Oh, they're awake.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
All right. Or you can call in if you have some other body oddity. And Ashley has another one. It's the peace toes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Have the toes that look like they're giving a peace sign.
Like two macaroni got formed together, yes.
My second toe and my third toe on both feet are just half fused together. So I have like I have four toes.
Is that more like a frog foot?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to see it. Just talk about it.
That's true.
My feet are nice, AJ. Pedicure and everything.
Okay. Putting on the same dirty socks multiple days in a row.
No, these are new socks. These are new.
All right, so back to the foot.
Yes.
Yeah. So So she's got peace toes and sleeping genitals.
Right.
I swim super fast, though.
And cold teeth.
Right. Yeah, sometimes.
And when she danced, sounds like this.
No, if the floor's moist or like a little wet, she sticks to the floor.
Like Frogger.
I wish I could scale right. Buildings.
Some folks can pull their thumbs all the way back or pull their foot behind their head. Phil's got that weirdo thumb. So call in your body oddity. James in Wallingford, you have a body oddity?
Yeah, yes, I do. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have if you plug your nose, you blow as hard as you can. I can blow air through my tear ducts.
Wow.
Huh.
And have you found a good usage for that? Other than, like, you could actually blow the steam off of your glasses.
Right? Sure, yeah, but like a defroster. Yeah, a defroster is cool. Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
I was a little scared during COVID because I'm like, oh, am I going to get COVID through my eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Right. I shouldn't touch your nose, first of all, but yeah.
Do you feel cold air coming in? Or is it basically you plug your nose, you blow air out?
Blow air out, and I would make myself cry first, you know, get the tears in there, and then blow bubbles. It really freaked people out.
Oh, that is wild.
Like a lobster.
Yeah. You ever, like...
But I'm trying... Okay.
Do that while you're kissing someone?
Oh, please don't.
Yeah, no.
I'm percolating.
When did you and how did you figure this out?
I don't know. I was just younger, and it's like, boom, I was just like, oh, that's pretty gross. So let me gross people out.
You must have been trying to pop your ears or something, and you're like, there are holes in my tear ducts.
It just keeps coming out. Or you went to sneeze and held your nose.
Maybe.
Your hair blew back.
I can't remember that, but
she could blow her bangs back.
Right, I just tried. I just felt my ears like go numb.
Her eyelash was like those wind chimes.
I'm trying to talk quiet because my balls are asleep right now.
Don't wake your balls up.
It's a real problem.
Don't wake them up. No.
All right, so you've never had that, sleeping genitals. Ashley has half of her vagina falls asleep.
Which half?
She has cold teeth and peace toes.
No.
Yeah, were you here for the last break? It was left.
I just make a joke.
Spent about 5 minutes on left.
I just make a joke.
All right, so it's the left side. 1-877-764-2535 if you have a body oddity. So Ashley has cold teeth, left side of her vagina falls asleep periodically, and she has peace toes.
Yep.
Did you say you have another one?
Yes.
Hold on, let me bring on Jennifer. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. We're going to get to yours in a second. Go ahead, Ash.
Okay.
You ever yawn too large?
Yawn too large.
And then what? The whole couch comes towards you?
Sometimes when I yawn, like too large.
The curtains get stuck in your throat?
Right, right. The windows get sucked in. The whole house implodes.
Like the muscles under my jaw cramp on both sides, and then I can't open my mouth.
Your jaw locks up.
Ashley, you just need to move your body. You just need to be an active person.
Right, you need to exercise.
When yawn causes bodily injury.
Yeah, drink water. Stop drinking syrup.
Right. Yeah, eating marshmallow peeps and whatnot.
All right, so your jaw kind of locks up.
It's just the muscles.
Does it stay there for like hours?
I have to push on it really hard for the muscles to stop spasming.
Like pressing a button to get it back into
your whole life. Whole life's one big spasming.
Like a pinched nerve or something?
No, it's like a Charlie horse, but in my jaw.
If you don't do that, will your mouth stay open?
It's like I can't move it. Like I can't talk.
Like TMJ.
We could put coins in there.
But it's not on the sides like TMJ. It's like underneath.
And AJ,
Jennifer's like, I can't even deal with you. I have no idea.
Yeah, the same thing happens.
You have
to
the
me.
Same thing. It's
yeah.
yawning.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I just like locks up, and like your entire muscle underneath just like freezes, and it hurts. It's like someone's squeezing it.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, even your tongue like gets pulled out, like oh, like that. Oh, like a hungry, hungry hippo.
You get a head cramp.
Yeah. I get a head cramp, yeah. Like,
and the like, lower half head cramp.
And you're like, okay, I can't want anything.
Yes, AJ.
Yep.
Do you have difficulty at the dentist when you have your teeth clean?
No, just when I yawn.
Oh, right.
Yawn too large.
Actually, I drool too much at the dentist.
God.
Why is Eric marrying you again? Do you have money or something? Could you paint a rosy picture of yourself?
You do seem like that person that if you shook your head back and forth, everyone would be sprayed.
You know
I've had dental hygienists be like, all right, well, this is a little bit more drool than we're used to.
Hey, we need two suction hoses.
Hey, Eric, you need to look at the Carfax in this one, man.
You really are like a feral wild dog. You're just
like a
wild animal. Like a Great Dane.
Yeah, like that Saint Bernard they had in the movies.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
A little less hairy, maybe.
Beethoven, that was it.
All right. Oh, my God.
Keith from New York emailed, and he thought it could be serious, the Ashley vagina sleeping thing.
Yep.
I'm trying to look for that email. What did he say exactly, AJ?
It's not from the blood circulation. It's a nerve issue, and it can be serious.
Nah,
nerve issue.
Could be very serious, he said.
Mm. It's me not distributing my weight properly. Yeah.
And it only occurs when you're sitting, correct?
Exactly, yeah.
WebMD says this could be indicative of a prior major injury or surgery and is exasperated by sitting.
And she had that.
Did you ever hit your bike seat when you were little, like stop short?
Not that I can remember.
No, why, have you, hon?
Yes. With resulting bruising. Thank you.
You bruised your vagina.
Yes, on my banana seat. It was white. It was white with big pink flowers on it.
Was it a Schwinn?
Yes, it was.
I had a Huffy.
Okay.
It's a pink Schwinn.
Does yours fall asleep, Jennifer?
So has your vagina fallen asleep since we've been together?
Never. That's never happened to me in my life.
Oh, okay. Good.
But I do have an oddity.
All right. A body oddity.
About my, yes, my body oddity, as pointed out by you repetitively, is that the back of my skull is very lumpy, kind of like an English muffin. It's crannies.
It's nooks and crannies?
Got a lot of dents in it?
It's oddly shaped.
Well, yeah, okay. You know, and I've known that it's there. I mean, I feel it when I shampoo my hair, but after Chaz and I were dating, I'd say maybe 6 months, he said to me, that one time when we were kissing, you know, you touch the back of somebody's head as you're kissing, he said he couldn't believe how lumpy my head was.
Say this for like the first 6 months.
Right. My fingers fit in like a bowling ball.
Like a gravelly beach.
But because of her hair is long and it looks beautiful, and hon, really, there's no part of you that's imperfect, right?
At the back of my head.
But if you were bald,
I would be very bad.
You would get looks.
Like a sponge? Yes.
Like Fred Flintstone's bowling ball?
Like picture an alien head.
Oh.
Like the moon. It's like the moon. Like a crater, like the moon.
No, it's not crater. No.
Well, it kind of goes to a point.
It's like E.T.'s head, but backwards.
Like kind of goes to a point.
It's ridgy.
Right.
It's like ridges.
No, it just comes out.
Right.
This is what I said to her. If she died and was buried in some random field, an archaeologist dug her up 200 years from now, their first thought would be an ape.
How are you alive right now?
You ever see those really big bald guys that have that fold in the back of their head?
Yes.
Right. It's like you could swipe your credit card there.
Yeah. Yep.
Like a pack of
hot dogs.
Yeah. Hot dogs. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Right, love you. Bye.
The way that she set that up, I thought she was going to talk about the rabbit poops.
Oh, that's right. There's that too.
She has rabbit poops?
That's next week.
Yep. Nikki and Meriden.
Hi.
You have the same problem as Ashley?
I do, actually.
Which one?
I was calling to say that it's the sleeping vagina.
Nikki!
Sleeping vagina.
It's like a state park, doesn't it?
The sleeping giant.
It just takes a nap. No, I was kidding. But I was calling to say that it probably is a nerve issue. I have a bulging disc from a car accident. So it just randomly happens once in a while if I'm sitting around too much.
Oh, wow.
Ah. Hmm.
Huh. So it might be something to look into.
Is it half the vagina or the whole vagina?
Sometimes half, sometimes all of it.
Ooh.
No, the right side has always been awake.
Less than fun.
Hmm.
Does sitting make it happen more often?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Have you ever had it fall asleep while you're not sitting?
No, not that I can recall.
Huh, okay. Hmm. Huh. All right. Do you feel better, Ashley?
Sort of.
Yes and no. You found someone who shares this experience, but not the reason why.
Right.
That's making you feel uncomfortable.
You held your arms out in triumph when she called.
Well, I was excited. There's another lady that suffers from this.
Part in Titanic.
Sleeping vagina. I wonder if that's, what's the medical term for that?
Oh, that would be good to look up. Do you sit on your foot a lot?
Your foot.
Yes. Like crisscross applesauce?
Like when you sit down, say in a computer chair, do you tend to sit on one of your feet?
Oh, no, I don't do that. I can't. I'm... need to lose weight before I can accomplish that.
Then her foot goes asleep.
Okay.
She'd have another problem, broken foot.
Right. I wouldn't be able to sit on the chair.
Right. Now I got a foot stuck in there.
All right, Nikki, thank you for that. This could be from a prior injury. Like I've looked up there on the internet.
I've had no injuries, except a broken leg.
You broke your leg that time.
Pretty horrifically.
Yeah, you wiped it up.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's down there. My vagina's up here.
Right. Yeah, they're not connected in any way.
The leg bone's connected to the vagina.
Vagina's connected to the leg bone.